Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Interesting day so far. You know, we talked a little bit about the Guardians earlier in the show and how they're playing and how great that is. The other big story of the day, and by the way, there's been a bunch of stories that have happened during the show today. One, obviously, was the quarterbacks talking today. Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco both speaking. We'll talk a little bit more about what they had to say. Hulk Hogan passed away. The news broke during our show. And then one more. Dan, you are the bearer of bad news today, man. You're not making life fun at all. Chuck Mangione, the flugelhorn aficionado, maybe the greatest of all time in our lifetime, I guess, also passed away today.
Name one other flugelhorn player.
I don't know. Do you? Can you?
No.
I can't either. So, okay, good.
It's just a variation of the trumpet.
I always thought it was interesting that as his career took off, King of the Hill. Like, for those of you that don't really know much a whole lot about him, I'll always remember him like the Megalomart, and they used him on King of the Hill. It was kind of fun, and they would play Feel So Good, right?
There it is.
They'd play it all the time on the show. So, and he was a regular voice on King of the Hill too, but obviously well known for his days playing the flugelhorn. And this song, you know, how often we heard this? How many elevators have you heard this?
It was the hit.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'm sure he appreciates that.
Okay. Probably my second favorite song without lyrics next to YYZ, clearly. The Great Rush Tune. The only song I can actually sing, YYZ. Jeff could too. If I gave you all the lyrics, you think you can remember it?
I mean.
Inside Rush jokes right here on Baskin and Phelps. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So we did hear from both those quarterbacks. I want to give you a little bit more of what we thought, but I also want to give you the opportunity to talk about what you heard from the quarterbacks and what we've been talking about as far as the situation that is coming up. 216-474-0092. Dan comes alive. He is in Frampton. Hi, Dan. How are you? Dan, are you there?
Hi, Dan.
Dan? We gave you a shot. Dan, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll give you a second chance.
I don't know that there is a town called Frampton.
I don't know that there is either. Can you think of anything close
to that? I think Anthony screwed that up.
Okay. Well, wait. Let's try this again. Hey, let's go to Dan. Dan, are you there? Nope. Man, I'm striking out. Not a good segment so far. Jerry is in Cleveland. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself? This is actually Dan from Grafton, not Frampton.
Oh, this is Dan. Okay, so somehow or another, the names got mixed up on the line. All right, so go ahead. So it is Dan.
Anthony really screwed that one up.
Yeah,
nice
I don't know.
Nice job, Anthony.
Oh, wow. I'm very sorry. That was really bad.
So wait, let me
Hi,
get this.
Dan okay. from Grafton.
Dan from Grafton is now
on fine yeah. correctional institutions.
So does that mean Jerry from Cleveland is on line two then?
Just go ahead, Dan.
Dan, what do you got?
My question is, I got two of them actually.
Sure.
You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers have been rolling out, you know, has-beens and, you know, older washed up quarterbacks here recently. And they've been, you know, winning enough games to possibly get into the playoffs, but then they get bounced out in the first round. Why would we want to do the same thing with Joe Flacco and or Kenny Pickett?
Well, I'll tell you this, because it's been such a great storied history of our franchise making it to the playoffs. And I may have actually sat next to you at that home playoff game because it was so sweet. And I just really enjoyed it. We have sucked, man. Let's get there and then let's worry about the little things. And the Steelers have 6 Super Bowl rings. We have none. Like, let's strive for at least one, and I'm not going to sit here and worry about the fact whether, you know, they're young, they're old, whatever. Let's get there and try to get one now.
Dan,
I can't complain about things that we...
So Andy, you would go yes. to a big, you know, try to test drive a Bugatti Veyron, knowing that you can never buy it, just to test drive it? Congratulations.
Yeah, that's not true. I just don't care about the car. I'd be happy with my Ford, because that's the kind of guy I am, man.
Here's the thought, though.
Yeah.
Dan? I think you're in agreement with me.
I can't
this.
Like these people that think
no,
that.
It's you're, this.
Here you go. Like we can't be satisfied with one.
What makes you think Joe Flacco is going to be the winning quarterback of the team? That's
what
the
makes
thing
you think
me.
Any of these four guys
I,
are going to be
not.
The winner?
So if I'm going to lose games, I don't want to do it with a 40-year-old quarterback.
Here is the one thing I will die on, and I will say this 1,000 times over. For as bad as our team and our franchise has been, I 100% like believe this. To my core, that locker room in Berea has never been better since maybe the Bernie days than when Joe was there.
And that locker room has changed
a little bit. He talked about it. No, he talked about it. Some of that locker room's still there.
Yes,
he gets it, but he understands what it takes to be in a winning locker room. Well, tell me anybody else. Give me
Kenny
more.
Pickett.
Okay. Well, come on. But Kenny what
won
did
a
Kenny
Super
do
Bowl last year?
And I don't want to belittle Kenny because he could be the starting quarterback. And if he can help us win a Super Bowl, I'm all in. But give Flacco a little credit here. Can we stop bashing him?
We're not bashing him.
No, it's the, he's too old. He had too many turnovers in there. He had a great five-game stretch here.
And
blah, blah,
Super Bowl and the 40-year-old quarterback who hasn't done anything in 5 years.
Jeff,
you just said it, Andy.
Well, I'm saying that we...
You just said it.
I'm talking about the Steelers winning 6 Super Bowls.
And you said, can't we have a chance to win big?
Can we have a chance?
But not with him.
So you're saying it's over. If they let Flacco start the beginning of the season, no chance they can't win. Forget about it.
Can't win a Super Bowl, no. But they're not going to win a Super Bowl with anybody.
Absolutely. You'll buy steak dinners for everybody here if they win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. If they don't.
All right. I don't even realize who this is. Is this Dan in Fran? Who is this? Who is on the line?
This would be Jerry.
I don't know how you know that, but okay. Go ahead, Jerry.
I just wanted to say, at best, Flacco would be, you're hoping he would be average. You know,
agree, Jerry.
Jacoby Brissett. He might give you that. I would rather go with one of the younger guys
and lose. You're good with that.
Well, you lose with Flacco, but I'd rather go with one of the younger guys because you guys seem to think these quarterbacks we get are going to control everything. It's about fit, you know. I believe that if we got Lamar Jackson at the time, you know, when he came, I don't think he'd have been as good as he was because people try and put a round peg into a square hole or a square peg into a round hole.
Either way.
And it's all about fit. And there's a reason they decided to get Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett's great, but I think they believe he fits the style that can work for them. So maybe he can be the Brock Purdy of the Cleveland Browns. And as far
but wait, does that mean so? But can he help us win 6? Because it's not good enough to just to be able to make it to the playoffs or win one Super Bowl. We have to have a quarterback that's going to be here for 7 years, which hasn't happened, right? We have to have a quarterback that can win multiple Super Bowls. We haven't won one. We haven't had a home playoff game since I was in elementary school or college.
You guys tend to put so much on the quarterback. There are 22 players on the team.
I agree with you.
You're being delusional now, guys. Take a look around the league. Teams without quarterbacks don't win. Teams without quarterbacks don't win, Jerry.
Teams without defenses don't win either, Jeff. I mean,
we're not going to get
Let's go with that.
Mahomes. You know, I don't care who you bring in. You're not going to get Patrick Mahomes.
And, which you could have, by the way, but you didn't draft him.
Yeah, and then you hurt my feelings once when you talked about the players we could have had in basketball.
I'm sorry,
there
Jerry.
There you go. Thank you. Thanks, Jerry. Okay, thank you. All right. Let me ask, can I check first, is this actually Jack in Macedonia? Jack, is this you?
Yes, it is.
All right, good. All right,
good
now
to
we're
have
back
you
on
with
track.
Us, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Right in Nordonia. Jack.
Yeah. What's that?
It's Macedonia. Nordonia is a school district.
Yeah, I know. He's the pride. Jack probably went to Nordonia or his kids did.
Jack, where'd you go to school?
No, I went to Parma.
Oh!
And where'd your kids go to school?
Walsh.
Oh, very nice.
Double. Man, Jeff keeps his rejection. It's like LeBron winning a championship. Keep going. What do you got, Jack?
Hey, I just had a quick thought. You're talking about the quarterback race and everything and the four quarterbacks. Is it possible that it's a two different races, one for first for starter between Pickens and Flacco, and the loser's out? They cut the loser. And then the other two are battling for second and third string quarterback.
I believe that. I have no problem believing that. Jeff?
Could be. So it really takes that four people talking about the four quarterbacks, it's really only two spots or three spots up between, you know, two races.
Jack, it's as good a theory as any. That's all we have right
but
now.
But, Jack, that would leave us with how many quarterbacks to start the season? Three or four?
Three. They'd keep
three.
One of them.
That's
three
and I agree. A half.
Yep.
Three and a half.
Three and a half of the guy on IR. Good point. Thank you, Jack.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Appreciate you. Let's go One more here. Tom in Los Angeles.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I want Flacco, and the reason being is, you're right. I mean, the guy's older. He's got the smarts. He probably doesn't have, you know, well, of course he doesn't have the same skill as he did 5-10 years ago. But how many of these quarterbacks that have come in as rookies, they threw him into the fire, and it just really screwed with their confidence? Look at Justin Fields in Chicago, right? I mean, the guy just had a real bad go of it. You know, and some of the other rookies, I don't want to bring up Couch, of course, but, you know, he got thrown into what, in 0-16 team for 2 years in a row.
Tim got put in a bad spot. Deshaun Kizer put in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Odie Kessler put in a bad spot. I mean,
Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, right. We've done it a lot recently, Tom.
Yeah, so I think we have the talent with the young guys, but they need to learn. If they go in there and they get their head all screwed up, knowing they're going to get lit up and, you know, they're failing, you know, throwing picks and stuff, you know, to come back around to rebuild that confidence is tough, right? Especially on a team that really is not supposed to even break even this year.
That's true.
So I go with Flacco. Flacco teaches them the ropes. They learn the game. And I think the Browns could still be okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom. It's funny. Flacco actually talked about some of that. Let's come back. We'll keep talking about this. We'll give you a chance to hear some of the cuts, too, from what these guys had to say earlier. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Let me just ask this, because we just had a pretty spirited debate about this.
Was that a debate? I thought we were just screaming at each other.
I thought it was a debate, but if you want to call it screaming, call it screaming.
I'll go with screaming.
Okay, I'll go debate. If Flacco starts this year, is this a lost season?
In what regard?
That the fact is that they want to put out a guy that, like, isn't here to win now or can't be here for a long time, that, you know.
Okay, I see your parameters. Here's why it's a lost season.
There's one other thing that there's another nugget to this thing, too, is that you drafted two quarterbacks, and, like, to me, I just – If the rookies don't get on the field at some point, again, I'm expecting two quarterbacks to start at any point during the season because it's 17 games. But if one of those rookies doesn't get on the field this year, that the draft feels like it was a waste. Especially if you're going to draft another quarterback next year. That's just that's the one undertone I have.
You didn't draft the quarterbacks in rounds 1 and 2, so I that doesn't bother me much.
Okay,
I would say if Flacco starts, it's not a waste of a season because you never know what could happen. But what it would mean to me is, oh boy, one of these three younger guys couldn't beat out Joe Flacco. Okay. But I'm holding out some hope that maybe you find somebody who can be a part of this football team for a long time, preferably as a starting quarterback, and if not, as a key backup. You know, if you had a good backup quarterback, that'd be great. And so that's why And it's nothing against Joe personally. It's just that I don't need to see a 40-year-old starting at quarterback unless he's clearly the best guy we have. And I hope that one of the three young guys, and I don't care which one it is, shows that he's the best guy that we have, because it might give you a little more hope moving forward.
Daniel is calling from Joe Flacco's old team, The Couch. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Daniel.
All right, how about yourself, gentlemen? Thanks for having me.
Hey, can you take us off speakerphone before you go?
We want your dulcet tones to just
bust be able to hear you
through the speakers.
Okay. One second.
I know this feeling. Don't you? I have this conversation all the time.
I don't want to miss my opportunity. Can you hear me?
That's much better. You sound so much better.
You sound better than both of us.
I love it, man. Thank you. Thanks for helping me out, fellas. Okay, so here's my take on it. I don't really care how old Joe Flacco is. I always believe this is wisdom before age. This man has proven himself to have some type of longevity in the league. Okay. You know, and it's only fair to the veterans that are still on our team to put us in the best position to win games. It was great when we went 11-6 last year with this aging quarterback. But my whole thing is, I don't care how old our quarterback is, as long as he can go out there, he can produce, give us good results, put wins up on the board. That helps keep the momentum going for the new guys and the veterans to stick around, so that way they don't have to to take the vet minimum and go play for the Chiefs somewhere. So I don't really care how old the quarterback is. I'm rooting for some of the younger guys because you got two Super Bowl proven quarterbacks on our team. So the other young guys should be able to, you know, put in their own due diligence, you know, to fight for that number one spot or number two spot just in case anything was to happen for real. Like, I just want us to win. Like, I remember Jeff was saying just the Pittsburgh Steelers got six Super Bowl rings.
Oh, yes.
And I've been as long as I've been watching, we haven't won. You know, we've had good seasons, we've had terrible seasons, but I only care about us winning one. It's the same way when the Cavs was going through all of that before we got LeBron. We kept trying to get there and was nothing happening. He came back. Just get us one. We can figure out everything else later.
Daniel.
Good stuff, Daniel. Thank you.
I just hope one of the young guys steps up and is really good. That's what I'm hoping for. Joe, since he left Baltimore, has a record of 10-19 in games where he was the quarterback of record. I just don't think that Joe's going to get you wins. If he turns out to be the, and I mean wins in a big way, if he turns out to be the best quarterback in camp, then he should be the starter. But I sure hope he's not, because I hope one of the young guys is better. And Joe, since he left Baltimore, other than five games here, has not been great. He was 3-4 last year in the games that mattered in Indianapolis that he was the main guy in. And Anthony Richardson, who everybody thinks stinks, was 5-5, for whatever that's worth. And Joe's wins came against a Tennessee team that ended up with the number one pick in the draft, one against Jacksonville, who ended up with the fifth overall pick in the draft. And they were 4-13 at the time that Joe Flacco beat him. And then Joe lost to the Giants, who were 3-14 overall. And so if Joe ends up being the best quarterback out of this camp, he deserves to be the starter for the Browns. But I think if that happens, it clearly says, okay, and who are they taking in 2026? Which might be the case anyway. But I think the young guys give you a chance to maybe think we have somebody who can play the quarterback position moving forward. Hopefully as a starter, if not as a backup.
I'm just waiting week 7 when Deshaun Watson's starting and we're all sitting here going, I can't believe we're down this road again.
Who do you think ends up starting the most games at quarterback for the Browns this year?
This
rather
season?
Rather than week 1?
Yeah.
I think that's the question.
Who's going to start the most games
who's
for the Browns this season?
Who's going to be their starting quarterback for the majority of their games this year?
Dylan Gabriel.
I think that's a possibility. If it's not Dylan, I think it's Kenny Pickett. Even if Joe starts week 1.
So if you ask me the way I think it's
going to... I would love to see Dylan Gabriel be the starter.
I think just the way it's going to play out is that... And I think that Joe's going to end up getting traded right before the season starts. Kenny will start...
Or right before the trade deadline?
No, it'll be before the season starts. I think that there is going to be another team that is going to be in a position where they may give you... I don't even want to say what round. I just think people are going to be looking at the Browns saying, are they choosing between Pickett and Flacco, knowing that they have two rookies that they still want to keep on the roster? And no one in their right mind wants to keep three guys on a roster that they know can't play or won't be allowed to be technically on a field if your starting quarterback is there. So this is why I'm so vehement about three quarterbacks. And I'm also not giving you names on that. Today I will. Here, I'll tell you this. I think Flacco gets traded or ends up on the coaching staff, retires. I could see that happening too. And then I also see Pickett starting and then Gabriel at some point coming in if Pickett gets hurt.
Give me two guys that you would like to make sure are on this team all year.
You mean?
At quarterback.
At quarterback?
Two guys.
Sanders and Gabriel. I want both those guys on the team all year.
I'm sorry. Can I give you a hug?
Why?
You and I agree on something at quarterback.
Well, it's not that I don't disagree, but I also think...
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Baskin.
But what you're going to hate is the scenario that says Deshaun Watson's going to be the starting quarterback late in the season, and Gabriel and Sanders are still both on the roster.
You know, the one thing about Deshaun, let's not be delusional. If he's healthy late in the year, there is the chance that happens. I'm hard-pressed to think that he's going to be back from that injury. I mean, he tore it twice.
I know.
I mean, it's... In all fairness to Deshaun, and you know his record here as a starting quarterback hasn't been good. It's been bad. He was a phenomenal quarterback in Houston. I'm hard pressed to think he's back healthy and good to play football this year.
return on investment.
Yeah, no, no, it's not that. I'm hard pressed to think he's going to be healthy enough.
Hmm.
I don't know about that.
I don't. Do you think any of these things we said are off base? I'm curious. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.